This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get back to the Orioles. We've been talking about this Orioles lineup and what it could look like this year. They lost their cleanup hitter in Anthony Santander. He's up north in Toronto. Who takes that spot in the lineup this year? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan. Right now we're talking Orioles baseball, and this lineup will look pretty different, especially if Gunnar Henderson isn't there to start the season for opening day. But all year, this will look different in the middle of the lineup because Anthony Santander is now in Toronto. They brought in Tyler O'Neill. We expect Heston Kjerstad to play a big part this year. We're expecting guys like Adley to get back to his usual self, Jordan Westberg to be healthy, hopefully, and play a full year. But who replaces Anthony Santander as that power hitting guy? Who's their new cleanup hitter? I guess O'Neill, depending on the, I think O'Neill and Kjerstad are going to, you know, have an opportunity to kind of be in that role. I think O'Neill definitely to start because he's got that proven power at this level. Kjerstad could, but we'll see. We'll see. I don't expect him to start the year in the four hole, but I could be wrong. But
I'm guessing that, they don't know yet.
Yeah, O'Neill. They might not. I mean, they have options. I mean, those two guys are the ones that come right off the top of my head, outside of Gunner, because we've already solidified
maybe
that.
Maybe Mountie can pick it up since they moved the wall in a little bit.
Yeah.
And Jackson Holliday, you know, I mean, if he can get close to 20.
Yeah, I think O'Neill's the betting favorite right now. But again, I don't expect him to play every day. So if it's not him, then who?
Right, I think that does complicate things, and I mean he's the natural power guy. Kjerstad, the same thing. So if right. You think maybe if they split that time pretty evenly, then that would be a natural decision. Again, I think lefty and righty is going to have a lot to do with mm-hmm. it as well, because you know we heard from Elias talking about Kjerstad. He continues to hype him up and say that he's going to get all these opportunities, but was a little hesitant to say that he'll play or get those opportunities against both righties and lefties. They want to start him against strictly righties. I don't know. We bang our heads against the wall about this all the time. I mean, the kid's 26, 27 years old, and you're still hiding him from lefty pitching. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I am curious to see how it goes, because that would be ideal if you're talking about splitting time between those guys in the four hole. But yeah, I'm on record for saying I want to see these young guys be put in every situation against every type of pitcher. So, yeah, that would mean some lefty-on-lefty matchups, see what happens. But I don't think that they have, which is possibly an issue, they don't have the Anthony Santander of last year on this team, meaning they don't have a guy that as soon as you look at their lineup, you identify him as a bona fide cleanup hitter. I don't know if they have. I mean, we mentioned O'Neill for sure, and Gunner definitely qualifies as that. But other than them two, I think everybody else is kind of a toss-up.
Well, I think one of the things you're looking for is You know, and I think Elias has even talked about young guys taking a step up. So all of your young guys step up. You know, like same thing like with Oway. We didn't think he would go from 5 to 10. You know, and just think that, you know, if each one of those guys can add a few more home runs, and who knows, there might be one guy. Did you think Santander could hit 44 home runs? No. So who could be that guy that makes the big jump? You know there's going to be a surprise. And who's going to be that? And that's what you got to hope, that there is one.
And an extension of that, you know, he hit the 44 home runs, but, you know, how many of those 44 seemed to come in the eighth or ninth inning when the team needed it most? That's the one aspect about losing Santander that I think could hinder the team the most. It's not the most obvious. It's not really an obvious stat that you look at. It just seemed like he always had a way of being at the plate when this team needed it most. Didn't come through in the playoffs, but really nobody did on offense. So throughout the regular season, he always had those clutch at-bats, and that's going to be an area where somebody needs to take that mantle. And it could be anybody. It doesn't matter.
And I guess we could throw O'Hearn in there as a potential left-handed option as well. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I think Mountcastle, if Mountcastle is, you know, back to his usual power-hitting self from a couple of years ago, sure. But I could see musical chairs there in the middle of the lineup, to be honest with you, especially at the start of the season. They're going to tinker. They're not afraid to do that anyway, whether it's starting in March or in July. They'll mess with the lineup every day. But I do think it's going to take some time before we get to the point to where, all right, they're settled in that 3-4-5 spot in their lineup. It could change daily.
How about if Adley plays the second half like he played the first? That gives you a few more home runs too.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, the strength of this lineup really should lie in the fact that they go nine deep. I mean, you look at other great teams out there, but they're reliant, I think, about the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how great have the Yankees been the last couple of years, going to the World Series last year? But besides Soto and Judge, at times that lineup was just completely devoid of any reliable talent. So there's teams that can win with one or two guys. The Orioles clearly have one or two guys that stand above the rest, or you hope would stand above the rest. But if their 7-8-9 hitters are better than the league average 7-8-9, I think that could be the biggest difference for them.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.